In the parking lot of Muncie's downtown YMCA, Leroy Dinkins and Frederick Allen had just left the job fair inside, thrilled with their experience.
I'm delighted. I'm very delighted. I've been in Muncie 2 years. Oh, man, it's the best thing ever happened to me here.
Both went to the job fair looking for work. They both have a college education and a number of certifications for specialty jobs, but are currently unemployed. Allen says he has two things motivating him to work.
To get back into work for myself and to help me and my family out. Because I'm a married man, so, you know, like, that's, you got to have that steady income.
Inside, businesses like IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, Ivy Tech Community College, and Meyer all were looking for people interested in working with them. With the future of Marsh in limbo, Meyer store director Jeff Cook says the job fair was an opportunity for Meyer as well as community members.
We're looking to offer a hand out there for folks maybe currently working at Marsh or kind of uneasy or uncertain with the future that Marsh has. So our first priority is obviously for the entire community, but as Meyer, we're looking for a skill set of customer service, of food handling, of a food business background. So really opening our doors for the entire community of Muncie, but really looking specifically to for those folks that are in Marsh that are really uncertain with their future with that company.
While Marsh was on the minds of YMCA staff when organizing the fair, HR Administrator Penny Brand says the hope was to help all of Muncie.
We just wanted to help the community find positions, not only the Marsh employees, but also other employees that may be looking for a job. And this is our way of giving back to the community and helping them in that search.
Back out at the parking lot, Leroy Dinkins feels job fairs like these are what Muncie needs.
They made Leroy Dinkins happy today, so I'm very delightful and grateful, and I hope they come again for Delaware County. Go Muncie.
In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.